Prince Albert. The Prince Albert and Ney Regional Science Fair was a little different this year. Students from around the region were at the Prince Albert Science Center in the Gateway Mall on Tuesday. They still brought science projects to the annual event, but because of work to rule sanctions by the Saskatchewan Teachers Federation, STF, parents and volunteers ran the event, but tried to keep changes to a minimum. The students were still able to showcase their projects, Science Center Chair and event organizer Sandra Williams said. They still came with the same amount of courage and bravery to embark on a science fair project, which is important. I think these projects today show that students want to be involved in scientific exploration, she added. There were 50 entries, which almost doubled last year's total, but not all the students from grade 5, grade 6, grade 7 and grade 8 could attend. Williams said there were a variety of reasons some students couldn't make it, but they were still happy with the turnout. The students who came today were able to show their projects that they worked really hard on and their scientific journeys, Williams said. They were able to elaborate their science projects to the judges in eloquent ways. Students came with their parents and set up their projects at 10 a.m. and judging began at around 10:10 and went until 11:15. After judging, students had an hour for lunch before the public viewing. The Science Center then has an activity revolving around Lego. The award ceremony was one of the big differences. We'll be handing out certificates to all participants, but the actual award winners won't be announced today, Williams explained. Superintendent Jennifer Hingley brought greetings on behalf of the Saskatchewan Rivers School Division during the certificate presentation. Traditionally, winners are announced on the day of the event and advance to the Canada-wide Science Fair, which will be held in Ottawa this year. Organizers will announce the winners at a later date. Clark Rensberry is a volunteer for the Science Center and also with the Prince Albert and Northeast Region Science Fair. He was also one of the judges for the event. Judges came from the Science Center, Sask Polytechnic, Prince Albert Repair Cafe and business people. Rensberry was a judge for 5 projects, including one that was judged during the public viewing period. He said it was a lot of fun. It turned out that was one of the most creative ones, Rensberry said. You never know who you're going to get. It's just amazing to watch these kids. Their brains think in unbelievable ways. They're just out of the box. He gave the example of one grade 5 student who made a ramjet water pump. That's existing technology, but they made it with a half-inch pipe and they did all kinds of stuff, he said. Another example Rensberry gave was a grade 7 student writing software to help people deal with mental health issues. They're working through all these issues and everything. I said, so, you're not a coder? No, I'm not a coder. It's my first time writing, but they were using software in ways that show, this is where the future is. When people start taking tools and just making cool stuff with it, and that's science at its best, Rensberry said. Rensberry added that seeing all of the people who supported the science fair showed how much support the students have for their projects. All students at Tuesday's science fair were from Saskatchewan Rivers Rural Schools, but organizers hope to add urban schools next year. They also hope to draw students from the Prince Albert Catholic and Northeast School Divisions, which are all eligible for entrance. People should know in the future that if their school, for example, is not doing a science fair, that should not stop them from participating in the Prince Albert and Northeast Region Science Fair, she said. The science fair has a Facebook page for more information as well. Students do not need to be affiliated with any particular school, Williams said. They can come here all by themselves with their parent guidance and authorization, of course, and participate. Michael.Alexon@paherald.sk.ca